The Green European Journal presents. Welcome to the Green Wave podcast, showcasing some of the best articles from the Green European Journal, Europe's leading political ecology magazine, offering green and progressive ideas and analysis. For the text version of this, and for all our articles and printed editions, go to greeneuropeanjournal.eu or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Green EU Journal. Adapt or else. What the recent IPCC report means for Europe and the world. By Claire Taylor. Published on the 16th of March 2022. The February 2022 IPCC report, the fifth version so far, was released under the shadow of Putin's brutal invasion of Ukraine. While it missed the attention the 2019 report received, its findings are hard to ignore and its single message clear. We are in the midst of the climate crisis and adaptation is urgently needed. With input from an IPCC lead author and green actors, Claire Taylor explores what the report means for frontline communities, EU climate policy, and the EU's responsibility to the rest of the world. On Monday, the 28th of February 2022, a new report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, was published. It built on the previous report, associated with the phrase Code Red for Humanity, published in 2021, which found that emissions of greenhouse gases from human activities are responsible for approximately 1.1 degrees Celsius of warming since the period between 1850 and 1900. And that over the next 20 years, global temperatures are expected to reach or exceed 1.5 degrees of warming. Even with radical emissions reduction, it could take 20 to 30 years before global temperatures stabilise. Speaking to media on the day of the report's release, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasised that the vast majority of investment into climate action is currently directed towards mitigation, reducing emissions, rather than adaptation, preparing for and adjusting to the consequences of climate change. Investment in adaptation must be pursued with equal force and urgency, said Guterres. The report focuses on cities as hotspots of climate impacts and risks, but also as places that can provide opportunities for climate action, green buildings, reliable supplies of green water and renewable energy, and sustainable transport systems that connect urban and rural areas can all lead to a more inclusive, fairer society, according to the report co-chair Deborah Roberts. Co-chair Hans Otto Portner noted progress such as the emergence of the global youth movement for climate action and a deepening understanding of the solutions, but warned that beyond certain temperatures, adaptation is no longer possible. The report is based on scientific analysis and consensus at scale. It was prepared by 270 authors from 67 countries, 675 contributing authors, over 34,000 cited references, and more than 62 expert and government review comments. Climate impacts in Europe. The report strongly reinforces the 2015 consensus on limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees. Each increment in global heating means more extreme weather. For a 3-degree increase of global warming in Europe, the number of deaths and people at risk due to high temperatures will be 2 to 3 times higher than at 1.5 degrees. For southern Europe, an increase of 2 degrees will result in water scarcity for 1/3 of the population. Over 40% of the EU population lives near or in coastal areas. This means that at least 200 million people are highly exposed to floods, erosion, and sea level rise. Adaptation is the reality. We are no longer in the climate of the 1980s, said Wouter Vanneville, climate change adaptation expert at the European Environment Agency, speaking to the Green European Journal. Mitigation, cutting emissions, matters, and holding to well below 2 degrees is of paramount importance. But even if we become a net zero society by the end of this year, we are still talking about decades before temperatures stabilise. The report is confirming a lot of vulnerabilities that have increased since AR5, the previous report in 2014, added Vanneville, citing record temperatures across Europe and forest fires in Sweden, the Mediterranean region, and Central Europe. The flooding in Belgium and Germany in 2021, in particular, was a big wake-up call. But this can easily happen in other places. For example, in Central Europe, there are a lot of river basins with similar characteristics, where a similar event could have the same devastating effect. And we cannot predict exactly where it will happen next. The report consolidates all of this data, and in that sense we have a kind of benchmark, a new baseline to start from, he said. Given the likelihood of warming beyond 1.5 degrees, the report is timely. It describes climate impacts to date, future scenarios at different levels of warming, and in a clear call to action, identifies a practicable range of options for tackling climate change now. Key risks, 127 in total, are listed for every region in the world. Daniela Schmidt is a professor at the University of Bristol and a coordinating lead author at the IPCC. In an interview with the Green European Journal, Schmidt explains, "What is new in this report is to show what we can do. The focus on adaptation is very strong. The regional analysis sets out the key risks, along with what can be done to minimise those risks. The four key risks to Europe are mortality and morbidity of people and changes in ecosystems due to heat, heat and drought stress on crops, water scarcity, and flooding and sea level rise." Although the risks are equally weighted, Schmidt noted that water scarcity is a cross-cutting issue that limits the adaptation responses to the other risks. We will have to make choices, for example, between using water for cooling cities or for irrigation for agriculture. Exactly what climate adaptation looks like is locally determined. The priorities of water allocation will vary from place to place, with the provision of drinking water usually a top priority. Considering the interaction between the risks also informs the policy response. Drought becomes water scarcity when it creates an impact, says Vanneville. Preventing droughts from happening is very difficult. Preventing water scarcity, or setting measures in such a way as to prevent water scarcity, this is something that is within reach, he said. What adaptation does is to prevent droughts from really becoming water scarcity. Building the right response. The need for long-term planning for resilience is another central theme. There is increased evidence of maladaptation across many sectors and regions since the AR5, according to the report, referencing short-term stopgaps which actually undermine longer-term adaptation to climate change. Maladaptive actions are a real problem, said Schmidt. One leading example is hard infrastructure, dikes, dams, seawalls and barriers around rivers and coastlines. Sea level rise will continue, but wetlands can be effective coastal flood defences. Hard infrastructure solutions may provide only temporary protection. In all of our planning, we must take into account not only what the world looks like today, but also what possible futures may look like. A major recommendation of the report is that climate actions should simultaneously mitigate and adapt, also known as no regrets options, emphasising that nature protection and restoration underpins many options. The report lists and rates such no regrets options. Both forest-based adaptation and energy reliability are highly rated. Commenting on the option of forest-based adaptation in Europe, Schmidt cautioned against monocultures, or planting trees at random. We have a huge amount of land in Europe that was forested, so reforestation is something we can do. We know what tree species to plant and where to plant them. We have regional forecasts and projections for climate change, so we can plan that very well. Afforestation, planting trees where there were none before, is really dangerous, and in monocultures it makes us extremely vulnerable. A case in point is the impact of the multi-year droughts from 2014 to 2018 on European monoculture forest plantations. Regarding energy reliability, climate resilience in Northern Europe is running higher than in southern Europe due to decentralized, renewables-based electricity production and lower summer temperatures. That's according to Elena Georgopoulou, senior researcher at the National Observatory of Athens and a contributing author to the report. The extreme summer heat in southern Europe since 2000 has given rise to effective adaptation measures, such as early warning systems, but there's no room for complacency. All power systems will be vulnerable as heat extremes increase in all regions, increasing significantly cooling needs and consequently peak loads. Heavy precipitation events and severe storms will also create additional risks in all European sub-regions, said Georgopoulou. Energy reliability adaptation calls for demand-side measures to reduce peak load and avoiding short-term over-reliance on air conditioning that leads to the peak load. The role of the European Green Deal. In short, the report is a clarion call to mainstream adaptation. To some extent, the EU Green Deal has already begun this process, bringing, in February 2021, a new EU adaptation strategy. The strategy mandates annual data collection on economic losses and fatalities from weather and climate extremes, the type of data sets that can potentially influence the insurance and banking industries and feed into the growing momentum for sustainable finance. Adaptation deserves more attention, says Carolina Cecilio, policy advisor on risk and resilience at independent environmental think tank E3G, in an interview with the Green European Journal. Green Deal initiatives such as the forest and the soil strategies were successful examples of combining mitigation and adaptation. But more is needed. Political signs were sent. Now we need to see implementation. Mainstreaming adaptation across policy areas could redirect much-needed investment into resilient, no-regrets options. Under the EU Green Deal, the Commission has pledged to mobilise at least €1 trillion in sustainable investments over the next decade. But although 30% of the EU's multi-annual budget, 2021 to 2028, and 30% of the pandemic recovery instrument, Next Generation EU, is earmarked for green investment, the ultimate implication of the report is that, going forward, every euro spent should be promoting resilience via informed decision-making. Funds need to be planned, stress-tested, and future-proofed for different climate scenarios and to maximise adaptation efforts, says Cecilio. Climate impacts are already affecting the EU, so there needs to be a push to act on mainstreaming adaptation across policies and financing, both at the national and EU levels. We still have time. We just cannot afford to waste it. Supporting adaptation globally at COP27. At the global level, adaptation and how to finance it are set to be the hot topics for the next round of negotiations at COP27 in Egypt in November 2022. This follows the justifiable demand at COP26 from low-income nations for financial contributions from richer nations for climate-related loss and damage. The report adds weight here, warning that the losses and damages caused by climate change, which cannot be adapted to, are strongly concentrated among the poorest, vulnerable populations. The IPCC reports typically do not make for comfortable reading. This latest report again makes clear that emissions reduction and adaptation are not on track, neither in Europe nor globally. It paints a grim picture of an increasingly unstable world in a time of rapidly rising geopolitical tensions, says Bas Eickhout, MEP for Greens EFA, speaking to the Green European Journal. Scaling up adaptation finance will be crucial for securing immediate action and ambition on climate mitigation, and it will be a central item on the agenda at COP27. The EU has to come prepared. Let's use the precious months until November to increase provisions, also beyond 2025, added Eickhout. Only then are we a credible partner for the developing world in tackling climate change.
If you like this article, check out our website, greeneuropeanjournal.eu, for more. And follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. at Green EU Journal to stay up to date on the latest articles, printed editions, and podcast episodes.